You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to that podcast on Money Control, which helps you make sense of the Lal Street and gives you a recap of what happened yesterday and gives you a quick curtain raiser of what we can expect over the course of today. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street. This is Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street with Money Control.
It is Friday, the 2nd of November, the last day of the trading week. Let's find out what happened yesterday. It was a day of consolidation for the Indian markets. The S&P BSE Sensex closed just 10 points lower, while the Nifty 50 failed to reclaim 10,400 levels. Sectorally, capital goods index rose 2.3%, realty index was up 2.2%, while the metal index closed 1.2% higher. On the losing front, IT, FMCG, telecom saw some bit of profit booking. Technically speaking, analysts feel that if bulls want to maintain their foothold, then Nifty should stay above 10,333 levels to extend its up move towards 10,450 to 10,480. Also, GST collections in October crossed the 1 lakh crore rupees mark after a gap of 5 months on the back of festive demand. Anti-evasion measures helped the sentiment. The recent steps to ease liquidity situation by the RBI has certainly improved the sentiment, but sustainability of this rebound is still questionable, suggest experts. According to experts, as long as Nifty stays below 10,450, markets are likely to consolidate even further. On such a breakout, next target for Nifty can be in the zone of 10,700 to 10,840 levels. Traders are advised to adopt a neutral stance and look to buy on a fresh breakout above 10,450 levels or on reaching stability after correction. We are tracking the big news here, and today too it is going to come from the results front. As many as 228 companies will be reporting their results for the quarter ended September, and that includes big names like Allahabad Bank, Axis Bank, Bata India, Max India, NTPC, SAIL, Sun TV, Tata Chemicals, V-Mart and TV Today. We have some street estimates for it. SAIL net profit is likely to grow to 648 crore rupees. Axis Bank net profit likely to grow by 56% year on year, and Sun TV net profit is likely to grow by 19% year on year. A quick look at the technical view and what it's trying to tell us. Nifty has formed a bearish belt hold kind of pattern on the charts. We'll be watching out for three levels over the course of today: 10,300, 10,441 and 10,500. Maximum call OI placed at 10,700 and 10,800. Maximum put OI at 10,000 and 10,200. And to conclude this very quick wrap-up of things to know, we end with news you can use. We spoke to IIFL, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Axis Bank has a buy call with a target of 652 rupees, stop loss placed at 585 rupees for return of 7%. Berger Paints has a buy call as well, target of 314 rupees, stop loss at 284 rupees, return of 7%. And BPCL has a buy call as well, target of 308 rupees, stop loss 275 rupees, return of 8%. Axis Bank, Berger Paints and BPCL all have buy calls from IIFL. Well, that's pretty much all that you absolutely must know before going into trade today. We'll see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.